Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support.
Yes.
May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
87109.
Okay, 87109, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
Paula Ralston, R-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Okay, thank you for that information. Okay, one moment, please. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm still accessing information. All right, Ms. Ralston, for security purposes, please verify your address.
7237 Prairie Road Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
All right, thank you for that information. And one moment, please.
Mm-hmm. Get it down.
All right, I've gotten an account located that is showing your name and your address as the shipping and billing address. You're calling about canceled accounts for the Caterium Keto and the Caterium Keto Cleanse. How is it that I can assist?
I was in the middle of having that all taken care of when I got cut off, and so I had to go back through everything to get back to you guys, but they were in the process of refunding the money. I was charged on the same day, $94.90, the same amount twice in one day. And I did not order these things. And when I went to just order the one bottle, I'm trying to think of where it is and what it is, but the one bottle of the Ketrium or whatever it's called, it goes into where it gets you to look at these other two bottles of stuff, and I did not want to get that, but yet it went ahead and processed me through, and I did not agree to that. I just wanted the one bottle that I was ordering. And yet I've been charged twice now on the same day.
Yes, ma'am. One charge is for the cleanse, is one is for the keto.
What do you mean? One charge of $94?
Yes, ma'am. They're actually
for one thing?
Yes, ma'am, for a 30-day supply. That's how much they cost for a 30-day supply each.
And what was that? What bottle was that? The detox or the cleanse?
Yes, ma'am. They each cost the same thing.
$94.90, and I was charged on the same day for both of those.
Yes,
ma'am. There's no way I would have agreed to that. I was not going there. I just had a package delivered a few days ago that I did not open because I figured it was the same stuff. And I got on there, returned to sender. I do not want these things. The other two bottles, I opened up the package, but I did not open up the products. They've still got their seals on them.
Well, that is the explanation for the charges. What happened was the initial trial offer expired and you rolled over automatically into the auto ship. If you don't cancel before the trial expires, then you'll get additional shipments.
I didn't even get there because I was trying to make sure I was only ordering the one bottle of whatever it was. Now I get all this other stuff, two bottles, and then another two bottles just a few days ago. And they're not opened or anything, but I did not want that. I don't usually do anything for auto ship. I never do that.
Oh,
because I don't want to be charged and not be aware of it or not know that I'm being charged when I may not be able to do it or whatever. I don't ever do auto ship.
Yes, ma'am. Auto ship wasn't required. It's optional. It just required a call back to opt out before the trial period expires.
So are you telling me I'm going to have these things and be charged no matter what?
No, ma'am. I'm just explaining about the charge. You said you were charged twice, and it was for each product.
I thought it was for two bottles or whatever, because I can't understand how there's no way I would order that expensive stuff that I didn't want in the first place.
Yes, ma'am. You just had to call the 24/7 line back.
I did not even see that. It's like once I order one thing, the one bottle, once that's done, it just automatically went on, and I kept trying to search for a way to get out to stop it and to say, I don't want it. I couldn't even find a number to stop that. I know it's not your fault. I'm just saying I did not do that. I did not go pursuing that. But I was automatically charged, and now I've got two charges. And I've got another package here that just came a couple of days ago. I don't want any of that.
Yes, ma'am. You can pass them to someone that would like to try them. What's called auto ship, there's not a return policy with them since they start out as trial offers, which means you're supposed to give you the you have the opportunity where you can try them out first with no obligation to purchase.
I don't want to try them. I don't even want them. So what about my $94.90 charged twice on there?
Okay, now those are final sales. I wouldn't be able to touch the two charges because that's for a shipment on the auto shipment.
You mean I have to pay for this? Almost $200 I had to pay? It's already out of my account.
Exactly, yes, ma'am. It's billed to the card that you provide.
Now, then you can reverse that.
I wouldn't be able to touch the charge, ma'am. It shows that the representative that you were speaking with did provide you with a refund of $33.22. Is what they noted. But I
for one order, right? So
They provided you with a refund of $33.22.
For the two orders of $94.90 that I'm charged. I'm only getting back I'm only getting back $32 or $33.
Yes, right on one.
You guys are jerks. Stealing! You're scamming. That's all I can see. It was a scam. I want my money back.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not able to touch the
charge. Yeah, you're not, because you guys got your money already. This has happened to me before, and I'm not going to deal with you guys ever. I want my money back. That's too much for something I haven't even touched to use it. And I didn't order it. I tried to stop it, but there's no way you can stop it because they got you hooked. You're hooked into it. And Oprah Winfrey, whatever she's got her hands on, she makes money off of everybody. But I want my money back.
Okay, I'm not able to touch the charge, ma'am.
But you got my money, you idiots! I'm going to report you. You are idiots!
Miss Ralston? It shows the line is still connected. Is the customer there?